Well, a lot of them come from communities where there might not be opportunities for employment, but they'll be close to like mining towns. But even just going back to community, like talking to a lot of the cohorts, a lot of them come from like Doomadgee or places in those areas where employment's not an interest for them, but being able to support the community or, you know, family, being able to like weld their fences or just giving back to community and teaching some of the younger generation, that's what I hear. And if we can provide these sources for them, even like Jess said, if they don't go into rail infrastructure itself, it's giving them those skills and the confidence to go back to community and be able to contribute.